Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus remembers when others forget. I tell you, he is my captain, and I'm trusting in him. For he makes me glad. Oh, when I'm sad. Oh, yeah. For Jesus remembers. Oh, he remembers when others forget. Amen. Jesus remembers when others forget. When they forget. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. Because I already know who I am in the Lord. The Lord some years ago told me that I am a customer service agent for him, and what I do is service souls. So I'm happy glad on today that I know that God gave me that revelation of who I am, and it keeps me encouraged. I used to sing a song, Jesus is alive and well, and he is. Tell everybody, tell everyone you meet that Jesus is alive and he is well, and he is watching, waiting to do the things that we need, and not only that, but he gives us our heart's desires. So today we are talking about remembering what God has done and is doing for us. We want to keep that out in front of us. We don't want to forget. Excuse me. We don't want to forget what the Lord has done and is doing, and I thank God that I keep it in the front of my mind, just what he's done, and to remember that, to keep me encouraged of the things that he's done so that I don't forget, because this is not home. This is just a temporary housing. That's all it is, temporary housing. Heaven is my goal. That's my home, and that's what I am striving and laboring to get back home. Yes, I am. God has called Jesus to fix it so that we would be able to get back home, and I am taking advantage of this, and I am watching, I'm laboring, and I'm waiting for my time. Amen. And that's what this is all about, this ministry of encouragement on the broadcast. It's about encouraging those that, so that we don't forget together, to keep you in remembrance and encourage you that he is soon to come and that we need to be ready. He's not coming this time to get us ready, but he's coming this time because we are ready. And he's going to have his reward in his hand. So we are working to stay right there, to stay there. So I am a practicing believer. And that's why I practice. I practice living the word of God and stay in that word to remember what it is that I am to do, my part to play. Jesus has done his part. God is continuing to do his part, but I also have a part. We've been talking about the covenant that we have with God. agreement, and I have to keep my part. So I practice God's word to do that, practicing the word of God, practicing the God habit. The word of God is a good habit. It's a God habit, and it's the best habit to have. If we want to go to heaven, if we want to live so that we can get there. And the more we practice, the more it becomes perfect in us. The perfect will of God becomes perfect in us to do it, to do what the words say do. And that's exactly what we want to do. We want to meditate and practice living God's word so that we can be ready when he comes. So he can say, welcome, welcome, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. And I love that. I love that. And as we practice, it becomes a part of us. And we don't have to because we constantly have to strive, but we don't have to. We'll take off the pretenses and we put on the real thing. You know, there's a difference between the real thing and the that make-believe thing, or that just say the make-believe thing. There's a difference. And so we at all time want to be real because God's word is real, and we want to live that. Okay, so on today, I am so glad that you have decided to join me here on the broadcast, because we are having a good time in the Lord. I love it. I love God's word, and I love what it does for me. I love how the word encourages me, and it's just such a beautiful thing when we have God's word. It is such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing to have God's word and to have a standard to live by. And then we don't have to guess about it. We know what his word say when we study it, when we get in it, when we learn it, when we meditate on it. We know what his word is saying to us. So today we're talking about that. We're talking about remembering what God has done and is doing for us. We want to stay in remembrance of all that he do and never forget, because he never forgets. And we sing another song, Jesus. Well, that's the same song. Jesus remembers when others forget. And we don't want him to forget our faithfulness to him. So we definitely won't forget his faithfulness to us. All right? So let's just have a word of prayer before we get into remembering what God has done and is doing for us. Oh, gracious Father, today, and we want you to bring your minds in, bring them all the way in, and get it into your spirit what you would have for God to do for you. Get it in your spirit. Get it in your spirit. They that worship me, worship God, must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we know God's word is truth. So we're going to worship him in spirit. So bring it into your minds what you would have for the Lord to do for you on today. And we're going to touch and agree in the name of Jesus that it be done for you on today. And we thank it and we magnify God for that. For he say over in Mark 11 and 24 that whatsoever we ask, when we pray, believe that we receive it. And what does God ask of us? To believe. Yes, to believe. So we're asking and we're believing God. He told us what to do. Believe what we're asking as we pray, and we shall have it. We can take it, believe it, receiving it, taking it in the name of Jesus. And we thank him for it. Most gracious Father, on today, we thank you and we magnify you, God, for who you are in our lives. You're great, and you're worthy, God, of every one of our praises, and we give them to you today. What a mighty God we serve. We serve today a mighty, mighty God, and we thank you for that, God. Thank you for who you are in our lives, God. We magnify you for that, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would forgive us if we've displeased you, God, in any way on today, God. And we thank you for today, God. Another Wednesday, another broadcast, God, that you've blessed us to do, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. But you said that we would lift you up, God. You said you would draw all men unto you. We're lifting you up on the broadcast today, God, to encourage others in the name of Jesus on today, God, about your goodness, God, about your greatness, oh God, in our lives, in the name of Jesus, wanting them to taste and see, God, how good you are. Thank you, Lord, and that they will come running to you, God. What must I do? What must I do to be saved? And that backslider to come back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Want them to remember how good you are, Lord, that they too may taste again and see. And we thank you for it right now. Now, I touch and agree, God, with my brother, with my sister, Lord Jesus, for whatever it is that need is, God, in their lives, that they need today, God. We touch and agree for it to be so, God, that you bring it to pass in the name of Jesus for those also, God, that need you and their dependency is in you. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. What a mighty God we serve on today. And we thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we glory in you on today for it, God. Now go into the hospitals on today and touch, God. Walk up and down those cardinals, God. Go in those rooms on today, Lord. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Heal, deliver, and set free. You said in Proverbs 4:20-22, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are life and you are health to all of our flesh, God. And we believe it and we declare it so, God. In the name of Jesus, let the sick begin to walk out of those rooms, healed, delivered, and set free, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. You're good to us, and we magnify you. Go into the homes of your people, oh God, everywhere where the abuse is going on, God. Go there, Lord Jesus, and rescue them, God, in the name of Jesus, and we magnify you for it. Now, look on our leaders everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, for we already know that you are in control, God, and you haven't lost it. You are with us, and you know exactly what you are doing, and we thank you, and we're trusting in you on today, God, and we thank you for that. Continue to bless is our prayer. It's our request on today, God, in the name of Jesus, and we know that you are a healer and a deliverer from every disease, God. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction on this day. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you give, God, in whatever the situations are, God, in the name of Jesus. They are no match for you because you are our great God, our deliverer. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen and amen. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for the desire to pray. We thank him for the mind to pray because prayer is always in order. He said that man ought to always pray and never faint. It's no time for fainting. It's no time for quitting. It's no time for giving up. But we've got to stay strong in the Lord We got to stay strong in him. So this is the time that we ever need to remember what God has done and is doing for us. It is now. So that we don't get weary, that we don't get slack concerning his promises, standing on the word of God, his promises, because they are true, and it's truth, and they are real, and he will bring them to pass. We just keep on trusting, keep on believing, and keep on waiting on the Lord. Okay, today, remembering what God has done and is doing for us. And this is Recover All Wednesday, and it's from the desk, from my desk, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green. Remembering as not to forget what God has already done for us. Think about that, what God has already done. He already died on Calvary cross. Jesus did that for us, that we may have this open relationship with Daddy. Yes, we don't have to go behind the veil anymore, but we can call him up from where we are. And it doesn't matter where we are, we can call him up and we can have a conversation with God. And we don't have to worry about getting the answer machine. We don't have to worry about getting his secretary. We don't have to worry about getting his voicemail. But we will get Jesus. We'll get him on the line, and we can tell him what we want. The song said, call him up. Call him up, because he's on the main line, and we can tell God just what we want. We can tell him. Amen. And I love that. Psalms 103 and 2 says, may we never take God's goodness, God's unfailing love, God's faithfulness, and God's mercy for granted. Even when we don't understand, may we always remember to remember God's wonderful deeds in our lives. We have to be intentional about remembering what God has done for us. We have to do it on purpose. Do it on purpose. Go back and think about the testimony of what God has done in your life, where he brought us from, how he brought us over, how he brought us through. I love sharing the testimonies of what God has done for me and done for us in our lives, and I don't mind sharing. And when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. It's a good thing to remember. Take me back, dear Lord, to that place where I first believed so that I don't forget. I don't want to forget in the name of Jesus what God has done for us. And that's what the broadcast is all about, to help us to remember and thank God. Thank God. To bring back to remembrance those things that God has done for us. 1 Samuel 12 and 24 says, fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you and count your blessings. That's a song. It says, count your blessings. Name them one by one. And we can do that. We can count our blessings. And sometimes you get to remembering and you go back and back and, oh, my God, I forgot about that you did that for me. If you did it then, you'll do it again. So God will, and he loves for us to brag on him, on the things that he's done. Tell others about his goodness so they can taste too and see that the Lord is good. And so I love sharing. I love telling of his goodness. Psalm 77 and 11 says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. Remembering what God has done and is doing for us. If he did it once, he'll do it again. He'll continue to do it if we continue to pray. praise and magnify God. And don't forget what God has done for us. And then there's another song. It says, it is no secret. Woo! It is no secret what God has done for us. What he's done for others, he will do for us. And what he do for us, he'll do for others. So we just have to continue to praise and magnify and glorify our God. For he continuously to work miracles in our lives. When we take the time to thank God for what he has done, he becomes even more real to us. When we thank God for what he has done, we release even more blessings for ourselves and for others too. Don't you want God to continue to bless you? Well, continue to praise and magnify him for the things that he's doing. And then tell others. I tell you to brag on my God. Brag on him and tell others what he's doing. Psalms 34, 1 through 3 says, I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising him. I will praise him for what he's done. May all who are oppressed listen and be glad. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise his name together. I love praising and magnify God. You know, I think about it, and if you can't praise God here, what you think you're going to do in heaven? You may not have a need to go to heaven if you can't praise God now, because that's all we're going to do in heaven is praise and magnify God. Yes, yes. So you need to get into practice now for heaven. Get into practice of praising God for the things that he do for you. Thank you, Lord. I walk around doing it. They thank you, God. I magnify you, God. I give you glory for this. Give you glory for that. Because he's always working something out. And in the morning, my daily prayer is when I end it. Father, I acknowledge you in all of my ways and my doings. And I thank you for that. Thank you for wisdom, for knowledge, and for understanding in this day. Because all we can live is one day at a time. So that we can remember what God has done and is doing for us. One day at a time. Take that one day. Ask him to give you the wisdom that you need for the day. He said, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask, and he will give it to us. So whatever that situation is that you have going on, and you need some wisdom in it, ask God. Ask God to give it to you. Yes, call him up. Tell him what you want. He's on the main line, and we can tell God just what we want. Amen. Remembering what God has done and is doing for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep a journal. That's what I do. I have my little journal book, and I write in it. I put the date up there daily, and so that I can write in there daily the things that God do and allow and has done for me. And so sometimes, you know, he do some spectacular things. Yes, in that day. And I want to remember. I don't want to forget that God did that for me. And we're always talking, my husband and I, about what God has done and what he's doing. And it keeps me excited. It keeps me excited. Yes, it does. And I thank God. I thank God for that I write it down. When we intentionally think about what God has done and how that he's given us many experiences and events, it will come to mind. So that's why we write it down. We keep a journal so that we can remember. Psalms 105:5, it says, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. So the good, the bad and the ugly. We want to remember, and we learn. We learn from our mistakes, so nothing is a negative in that way, because everything is a learning tool. That's why we study to show ourselves approved. So even in our errors, we learn. So take that negative and turn it into a positive on God's program, and watch God work. Maybe we are going through challenges, adversities, tough times. Maybe we're feeling overwhelmed, or we might be feeling discouraged about something, whatever it is. We may be tempted to focus on the negative, or we may have temporarily forgotten who our source actually is, and that is God. But if you write it down, if you keep a journal, you can go back and you can read through the